And just check your mic for me real quick.
Check one, yeah.
All right, Ben Gallagher, how you doing, man?
Dude, happy to be here. What's going on?
Man, so good to see you, dude.
It's been a minute.
It had been, yeah. We talked about the first time we met was in a hotel, and we think it was around COVID time. Has it really been 5 years since we saw each other? Have we seen each other on the road somewhere? I think maybe it feels like it was just yesterday. Really, it does.
It does, dude. Yeah, a lot has... Lots happened since between now and then, man. But we couldn't come into the station at that time.
Yeah, yeah. And I think I also just see you online a lot, and I've been following you. And you've always been so interesting to me because I told you when you first got here, I thought you still are the best guitarist that I've ever seen through the radio tours. I've been here 12 years now. I've seen quite a few, and like still. And then when your little performance today, where you played three songs for us in our live lounge, like the things you do with the guitar, it's unbelievable.
And man, that means a lot coming from you, dude, because you're the legend, man. So,
it's not often we get to see people like in that. It is often I get to see people this close, but the average person doesn't get to see this. You know, we compare like, oh, Chris Stapleton or, you know, Jimi Hendrix is the greatest of all time, right? But then you have these people who are always with the craft, always with it and trying to be. And then you see these people like yourself who are signed to deals and you're doing these radio promo tours. And so it's kind of like the shelf that you're on, right? So comparison is part of that. And it's just true, man. And then you played that video of the national anthem. So I know it's not out yet. It's coming out this weekend.
Y'all were the first to hear it, actually.
Really?
I recorded it last week. It was kind of a last minute thing. And not to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
No, it's like... I wanted to do a version of the anthem and really to, you know, pay tribute and respect to greatest country we call home, man. 250 this year. And it's like, what if we put it out Memorial Day, just a little bit ahead of the 4th of July. So we filmed this video with the big flag that I showed you just a bit ago. I feel like I had never seen or heard an acoustic rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. And I wanted to take a stab at it and make it traditional and not make it something else, right? Not go off into this other world. I wanted to, you know, stay true to what it is.
Well, I often say about Stapleton, he makes the guitar sing. Like, you can almost hear words out of the guitar. When you play the national anthem on your guitar just now, and when you play that video, I could hear the words. Like, I could hear the lyrics from the strings. Like, wow. So in your mind, while you're playing it, like is there, like... Okay, so my mind's kind of split here because I wanted to bring up the way you talked about mood and rhythm and how they have to match and how you had adjusted that song. Right.
Yeah.
You kind of adjusted the song's rhythm and it still stayed true to the song. It didn't lose the mood, right? Like the message of the mood. And so the same thing was happening with the national anthem, the way you played it. I was like, wow, you were like channeling the mood. Like as the bombs are bursting, your tonal change, your strings change, your rhythm changed, right? Like, is that, I mean, that's on purpose. Like,
absolutely, you're thinking that, yeah. Man. It's a one that my version of the Star Spangled Banner, it's one guitar, it's one take throughout the whole thing. And you can only make that so dynamic, right? Because there's no other instruments happening. But the way to make, for me, the way to make it dynamic is all in the hands, right? Is I'm going to pick part of it, you know, a hybrid picking kind of style that I like to play with. And then at that climax that you're talking about, man, then it was laying in with strum and then bring it back down. And so it's this wave of emotion, right? The melody's already there. The melody's there. So it's not that I was rewriting any parts.
Right.
It's just the picking pattern that is different. And try to make it emotional and stay true to what it is.
Yeah, dude, you nailed it, man. Like I said, that it was like all I could think is you guys got to get that in the hands of like some really big name somehow to where like some sort of feature of that on July 4th. Because dude, that's so awesome.
Thank
like,
you, man.
Like you got to be on TV playing that. We got to get you on TV somewhere playing that. So
well, at least I won't mess up the words. It's just not messing up the picking pattern.
Well, you know, and I was you know you we that's kind of what got us into that whole subject was you know when people get asked to do the anthem, you know, some people it's either you're either going to nail it or it's going to be a fail. There's like really no gray area there.
No, there's not.
You know, and so, but that's sort of an out though as a musician. You know, if you think about the person who wants to play it on the saxophone, you know, like well, you know, the instrument, your voice is an instrument, but the voice is so judgeable. But the instrument kind of is in its own place because it's the artistic piece. Does that make
Absolutely.
sense?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So I'll be excited, man. It will be cool. Hopefully, you get to play it.
I can't wait to share it, man, and let people hear it too. I'll make sure to get the word out.
Thank you, man.
Now, I also want to talk about the boots because it looked like you had denim boots.
I've never seen denim boots before.
No, I haven't, man.
See, me neither. I don't like to do stuff that everyone else is doing. I ain't never seen denim boots, so I wanted to have the denim boots.
So where'd you find them?
Man, I did a show that was linked in with in Nashville with Old Red and the Opry, and they asked us to be a part of the show, and it was one of the sponsors was Dingo Boots, and one of the gifts or whatever was a pair of boots, and I hadn't owned a pair of Dingoes before, so I was looking through them, and I was like, oh man, these boots are rad, they're denim.
How do they fit?
Unreal.
Really?
Like the most comfortable. I have a lot of pairs of boots. They're the most comfortable pair of boots that I think I've ever had. It feels like I'm wearing socks, and they're not that expensive.
Well, they look sharp, man. They look great.
Thanks, man.
And you sounded great as always. You have a single coming to country radio.
Yeah, man.
So tell me about the single.
I'll take you, man. I feel like the hook of the song, not to spoil it, but is I'll take you over anybody any day. And for me, I think of my family when I'm singing that song. My wife, I got two kids, two under two. So my house is crazy, as you can imagine. But I feel like, you know, country music is always built on relatable lyrics. If anybody, you know, has ever loved anybody at all, has that special someone in their life, they can relate to this song. And that's the power of country music. And we've been playing it live on the road and seeing the response on socials. Just played it on the Kelly Clarkson show, which was an awesome experience. And so we're pumped, man, pumped for the song and pumped to take it out to the people in country radio.
Did you write this?
I did not. No, it was I wrote half of the album. Album's called Time. Wrote half of the album. And my producer, Neil Thrasher, who y'all have heard many of his songs, played on the radio for a long time. He wrote this song, I'll Take You, sent it to me probably 2 years ago, and I've always loved it. I felt like I wrote it because it felt like it was me. Like, it was a ballad as you could get. Nothing against ballads at all, but I'm such a high-energy, live rock guy. We were going into the studio and trying to figure out, you know, what songs were going to make the record, and started playing I'll Take You and speeding it up, and it was like, man, let's just keep going until it loses that feeling, till it loses the emotion that a song, you know, can convey. And it ended up becoming a tempo rocker. And it felt like it was always supposed to be that way. It just took us 2 years to get there.
Well, that's where we were talking about the mood versus rhythm. And I think country music's really specific about that. I mean, because the songwriting has to match. It all has to match, or else something feels off. I often say that, like, you might hear this like heartbreak song, but it's really, really upbeat, and you're like, wow, like, you know, I love the lyrics, but, you know, it kind of, there's something that doesn't match, right? And it has to match. And you said something about how you got it all the way to where it lost it, then you took it right back, right? So you took it to the edge of where you would lose the mood and the emotion. Yeah, I just find that so fascinating, man, and such an intellectual way to look at music. Like, and you're obviously such a, you know, you're such a thoughtful guy with the music, and I love the way you use your voice as an instrument. That was another thing I wanted to share with you. You know, getting to hear you acoustic like that. So when you're building those songs, or when you're like, when you're singing that song, that's your sauce is making it your own. That's what you're talking about, that rock edge, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's kind of always what I've done, man, is like I never really chased anything that was happening in the genre or outside the genre or whatever. I've just always stuck to what I do. And I feel like that's the best way to be authentic, is to be yourself, man. And, you know, back to the album, man, the Time album, there's some heartbreak songs on there, and I'm the furthest thing from going through a heartbreak right now. But that's not the point. The point is somebody else is, and it's not about me. It's about the listener and latching onto a lyric and connect. And, you know, somebody hearing a song that maybe I am not going through that specific thing at that time, somebody else is.
Right.
And that's the power. That's the beauty of music.
Yeah, that's the beauty of connecting. And it feels like that's what the artists want to do. Like, as an artist, you want to be able to make your music that other people hear, and either, you know, they don't feel so alone in that feeling, or it's just the confirmation of, this is what I was going through, this is what I was feeling, and someone else knows what that's like also.
Absolutely.
You know, because I think about that with some of these love songs. Like, I never really knew what a love song was and what that emotion really was until I felt love, right? Like I'm in a new relationship. I'm head over heels for this woman, right? And
all right,
and vice versa. Like without a doubt, I finally met the one. You know, we've
expressed.
Thank you, man,
dude. That's huge.
And so hearing you sing, you know, no one will ever love you the way I'd rather love you than or no one at all. Or like, yeah. Tell me the lyric. What's the lyric?
Yeah, I'll take you over anybody any day.
Right, right. So like, I was like, wow. I was like, I never knew what that. I don't think I ever actually knew what that felt like, right? But now when I heard that lyric, now I'm in it. And I know what that means, right? It was always sort of a hopeful thing, now it's an experiential thing, you know.
Dude,
so
I love that.
So
you're gonna have to play your girl the song and see if she digs it.
Hey, I absolutely will. I was already thinking, I was like, babe, I found another way to tell you how much I like you.
Yes.
That's always so. Man, you're kind of traveling so much. You said you had, you know, two under two at the house right now. How's she holding it down at the house right now? You have a little bit of help?
None.
It's really just her.
She's a rock star, dude. No help, because we live right outside of Nashville, Tennessee. We're both from Pennsylvania originally, but have been in Nashville for a long time. So our families they're still up north. So yeah, no help. I'll tell you what, man, and when I had kids, I have a whole new respect for anybody that makes a living on the road that has a family. Because that's the weight of that when my son is on the porch and he's clinged onto my neck like a vice grip and he's crying and mama's crying and she's holding the baby and I'm going for a week to play songs, you know, and it's like, dude, there's some weight to that. And it drives, I've always been driven, but it drives me in new ways. If it's, man, that's my job. It's what I do for a living, and everyone's got to work. But that doesn't make it any easier when you're leaving home, bro.
Well, no, and it really means it's got to really put into the forefront for you of like, yo, if I'm going, I got to go all in on this thing. Yes, you kind of compartmentalize that a little bit, but also it's fuel. It's got to be the fuel. Like I got to be my best of the best every time here.
Absolutely, man. I mean, I started playing guitar when I was six. So this has been a lifelong journey. This is the only thing I've ever done. And you know, I provide for my family by playing that guitar and singing. You know, the thing of it is, it takes me away. Obviously, right. Anybody that does this for a living or makes a living on the road, it could be truck driver and sales. I mean, it could be tons of different things.
Well, there's no doubt, man. You saw what God's gift was early on then, because if you've been doing this since six, you've been honing in on it, man. The music's in you, brother.
Total God thing, man. That's just it. I mean, I had a couple lessons, but I'm super blessed to feel like I was given a gift early on and try to use my platform, you know, to spread that, man, and to spread his light and, you know, do the best you can with what you're given.
That's right, man. And you know, and also you put, you know, and you know, it calls us to give sacrifice, to sacrifice. And sometimes, you know, because I feel it in radio, it's very much a different scale than musicians. But you know, I sacrificed a lot in my career to be on the radio and be a radio personality. It's time away from family, and you know, it's tough. It's always tough. It's never easy, you know. And as I've gotten older, I realized, man, how much did I give up? You know, and so, but also I couldn't have given her the life. I couldn't provide for her if I wasn't doing this.
That's,
you know,
right.
What I mean? So
it's
like
the same thing for you, dude, because
right,
you have a gift.
Saying,
that's
yeah.
That's what you do, man.
Yeah. It, you know, and so to get to see you doing it, man. And I know you're doing it for the right reasons. And it's such a gift of yours to get to take it around the world. And I just wish you all the success, man. You just keep on crushing, man. You're one of the most talented people I've ever met.
Dude, I appreciate you more than you know, brother. Always good to see you.
You too, brother. Ben Gallagher, everybody.